This recording is provided by the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people with visual, physical, learning, language, or other disabilities and conditions that prevent them from reading printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Cook's Corner, and I'm your reader, Marcy, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today I'll be reading from All Recipes, Copyright 2026, Meredith Operations Corporation. The title of this article is Easy Freezy, Manage Morning Mayhem with These Freeze-Ahead Breakfasts. French toast sticks, oatmeal cookies, egg burritos, and more are built to hold in the freezer and only need a quick reheat or thaw. Plate it up or grab them to go as you head out the door on busy days. Our first recipe is for egg and bacon hand pies. Buttery puff pastry envelops cheesy scrambled eggs and crispy bacon in these hearty, savory mini pies. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 6 eggs, dried basil, salt, black pepper, 6 slices of cooked bacon, shredded cheddar cheese, 1 17.3-ounce package of frozen puff pastry or 2 sheets. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 6 eggs, 1 teaspoon dried basil, 1/2 a teaspoon salt, 1/2 a teaspoon black pepper, 6 slices cooked bacon chopped, 1/2 a cup of shredded cheddar cheese or 2 ounces, and 1 17.3-ounce package of frozen puff pastry, 2 sheets, thawed. Step 1. Preheat oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Line a 13 by 18-inch rimmed baking sheet with parchment paper. Step 2. Whisk together eggs, basil, salt, and pepper in a medium bowl. Add bacon and cheese. Stir to combine. Coat a very large non-stick skillet with cooking spray. Heat over medium heat. Add egg mixture. Cook, gently folding occasionally with a spatula until eggs reach desired scrambled consistency, about 2 minutes. Remove from heat. Step 3. On a lightly floured work surface, unfold puff pastry sheets. Cut into thirds along fold lines to make 6 long rectangles. Brush edges of pastry rectangles with water. Spoon 1/3 a cup egg mixture onto 1/2 of each pastry rectangle, leaving a 1/2-inch border. Fold on top side of pastry over filled side. Press edges together to seal using tines of a fork. Arrange pies on prepared baking sheet. Use a small knife to make a few small slits in top of each pie to allow steam to escape. Step 4. Bake until puffed and set but not yet browned, about 12 minutes. To serve immediately, bake until golden brown, about 20 minutes. Step 5. To freeze, let pies cool to room temperature on baking sheet. Place baking sheet with pies in freezer until pies are firm, about 1.5 hours. Transfer pies to a freezer container or bag. Label and freeze up to 3 months. Step 6. To reheat, bake frozen hand pies on a parchment-lined baking sheet in a 400-degree oven until heated through and golden brown, about 12 minutes. Our next recipe is for French toast sticks. Use a white bread that has a firm, sturdy texture. Loaves that are too soft will yield a mushy texture. These are amazing. I made them ahead and then froze them for the grandkids. They love them. Easy to microwave when needed, says Brenda. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 2 eggs, powdered sugar, whole milk, pure maple syrup, brown sugar, cinnamon, 5 slices of white bread farmhouse style, and fresh berries for serving. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 2 eggs, 1/2 cup of powdered sugar plus more for serving, 1/4 cup whole milk, 2 tablespoons pure maple syrup plus more for serving, 1 teaspoon brown sugar, 1/4 teaspoon cinnamon, 5 slices of white bread farmhouse style, cut in 1-inch wide sticks, about 20 sticks, and fresh berries for serving. Step 1. Whisk together eggs, powdered sugar, milk, maple syrup, brown sugar, and cinnamon in a medium bowl until combined. Step 2. Coat a large skillet with cooking spray and heat over medium heat. Working in batches, dip each breadstick into egg mixture, allowing excess to drip off. Then add sticks to hot skillet. Cook until browned, turning halfway through, 4 to 6 minutes. Repeat with remaining breadsticks. Step 3. To freeze, let sticks cool completely, then arrange in a freezer bag, placing an even layer so they don't stick together. Label and freeze up to 3 months. Step 4. To reheat, air fry at 307 degrees Fahrenheit until heated through, about 6 minutes, or bake in a 350 degree Fahrenheit oven until crisp, about 10 minutes. Serve with berries and/or additional powdered sugar and maple syrup. Our next recipe is for oatmeal breakfast cookies. Bananas and applesauce add sweetness to these big batch cookies. A quick thaw at room temperature is all that's needed for these nutritious handhelds. Make it a meal and pair with fruit and yogurt or smoothies. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Gluten-free regular rolled oats, chopped walnuts, raisins, flaxseed meal, cinnamon, baking powder, salt, 2 ripe medium bananas, 2 eggs, unsweetened applesauce, honey, and vanilla extract. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 3 1/4 cups gluten-free regular rolled oats, 1/2 cup of chopped walnuts, 1/3 cup of raisins, 2 tablespoons flaxseed meal, 1 teaspoon cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon baking powder, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 2 ripe medium bananas mashed, 2 eggs, 1/3 cup of unsweetened applesauce, 1 tablespoon honey, and 1 tablespoon vanilla extract. Step 1. Preheat oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Line 2 large cookie sheets with parchment paper. Step 2. Process 2 1/4 cups oats in a food processor to make 2 cups ground oats. Transfer to a large bowl. Stir in walnuts, raisins, flaxseed meal, cinnamon, baking powder, salt, and remaining 1 cup oats. Step 3. Make a well in center of oat mixture. Add bananas, eggs, applesauce, honey, and vanilla. Stir well until evenly incorporated. Using a number 40, 1 1/2 teaspoon scoop, scoop portions onto prepared cookie sheets about 2 inches apart. Using a fork or back of a spatula, flatten cookies into a 1/2 inch thick round. Step 4. Bake until edges are set, 9 to 11 minutes. Let stand on cookie sheets until completely cooled. Step 5. To freeze, transfer cooled cookies to a large freezer bag. Label and freeze up to 3 months. Step 6. To serve, let cookies thaw at room temperature for about 5 minutes. Our next recipe is for green chili breakfast burritos. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Vegetable oil. 1 20-ounce package refrigerated shredded hash brown potatoes, such as Simply Potatoes. Onion powder. Black pepper. Salt. 12 eggs. 6 slices of cooked bacon. Shredded cheddar cheese. 2 4-ounce cans of diced green chilies. And 6 10-inch flour tortillas warmed up. Salsa verde for serving. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1/3 cup of vegetable oil. 1 20-ounce package refrigerated shredded hash brown potatoes, such as Simply Potatoes. 1 teaspoon onion powder. 1/2 teaspoon black pepper. 1/4 teaspoon salt, 12 eggs lightly beaten, 6 slices of cooked bacon crumbled, 2 cups shredded cheddar cheese or 8 ounces, 2 4-ounce cans of diced green chilies, 6 10-inch flour tortillas warmed, and salsa verde for serving. To warm tortillas, wrap them in foil and heat in a 170-degree oven about 5 minutes while preparing the other ingredients. Step 1. Heat oil in a large skillet over medium-high heat. Add shredded potatoes. Sprinkle with onion powder, 1/4 teaspoon of pepper, and 1/8 teaspoon of salt. Cook, turning occasionally, until browned and crispy, about 15 minutes. Transfer to a large bowl. Step 2. Meanwhile, coat another large skillet with cooking spray. Add eggs and remaining 1/4 teaspoon of pepper and 1/8 teaspoon of salt. Cook over medium heat, gently folding occasionally with a spatula until eggs are scrambled and completely set, about 2 minutes. Remove from heat. Add to bowl with potatoes. Add crumbled bacon, cheese, and chilies. Stir to combine. Step 3. Place warm tortillas on a work surface. Divide potato and egg mixture, about 1 cup each, among lower thirds of tortillas, leaving about 1 inch space from bottom and sides. Fold bottom edge of tortilla over filling, then fold in sides and roll up from bottom. Step 4. To freeze, wrap each burrito first in parchment paper, then in foil. They reheat best in parchment but will last longer in freezer with foil. Label and freeze up to 3 months. Step 5. To reheat, remove foil, keeping parchment wrapped around burrito. Microwave on high until heated through 4 to 5 minutes. If desired, heat a medium skillet over medium heat, then coat with cooking spray. Cook burrito, turning halfway through until golden brown, about 4 minutes. Serve warm with salsa. Our next recipe is for strawberry orange smoothie packs. Mornings are stress-free with these quick-to-prep smoothie packs. Swap the strawberries for a mixture of different berries, peaches, and/or chopped mango. Use cranberry or apple juice in place of the orange juice. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Orange juice. Strawberries. Bananas. Whole milk. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 3 cups orange juice, 4 cups strawberries whole and sliced or 1 pound, 4 medium bananas sliced or 3 cups, and 6 cups whole milk, plain dairy-free milk, or plain kefir as needed. Step 1. Pour orange juice into ice cube trays. Line 2 baking sheets with parchment paper. Spread strawberries and bananas in an even layer on each prepared baking sheet. Freeze until orange juice is frozen, solid, and fruit is firm, about 6 hours. Step 2. Divide orange juice cubes, strawberries, and bananas among 4 1-quart zip-top freezer bags. Label and freeze up to 3 months. Step 3. To prepare one smoothie, combine one smoothie pack with 1.5 cups milk in a blender. Blend until smooth, adding more milk as needed. Our next article is entitled Retro Revamp. Dip into the retro resurgence with creamy Green Goddess dressing. Awaken your lunchtime routine by adding the herbaceously bold dressing to pasta, salad, sandwiches, and more by Annie Peterson. The backstory. The original recipe for Green Goddess salad dressing was created in 1923 by a chef at the Palace Hotel in San Francisco. At the time, British actor George Arliss was staying at the hotel while starring in the play The Green Goddess. Other restaurants gradually began imitating the dressing, then commercially bottled versions emerged in the 1960s. By the 1970s, the dressing was a trendy household kitchen staple. A shift to low-fat diets in the 1990s led to renewed Green Goddess dressings made with yogurt instead of mayonnaise or sour cream. Start here. Make the dressing ahead of time, then use it in these recipes when your mealtime needs a flavor punch. Here is your recipe for Green Goddess dressing. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Mayonnaise and/or plain Greek yogurt. Sour cream. Fresh parsley. Fresh tarragon. Fresh chives. Lemon juice and/or white wine vinegar. 1 anchovy fillet. Minced fresh garlic, salt, black pepper, and cayenne pepper. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1 cup mayonnaise and/or plain Greek yogurt, 3/4 cup of sour cream, 1/2 cup of lightly packed fresh parsley, 1/2 cup of lightly packed fresh tarragon, 1/3 cup lightly packed fresh chives, 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice and or white wine vinegar. Editor's tip, lemon juice will give your dressing a brighter flavor while using white wine vinegar will add a more complex flavor. Chef John's original recipe calls for both acids, 2 tablespoons lemon juice plus 1 tablespoon vinegar. Using just 2 tablespoons acid, lemon juice and or vinegar will give you a thicker, less assertive dressing. 1 anchovy fillet, 1 teaspoon minced fresh garlic, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1/8 teaspoon of black pepper, and 1 pinch of cayenne pepper. Combine 1 cup mayonnaise and or plain Greek yogurt, 3/4 cup of sour cream, 1/2 cup of lightly fresh packed fresh parsley, 1/2 cup of lightly packed fresh tarragon, 1/3 cup lightly packed fresh chives, 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice and or white wine vinegar, 1 anchovy fillet or 1/2 teaspoon of anchovy paste, 1 teaspoon minced fresh garlic, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1/8 teaspoon black pepper, and 1 pinch of cayenne pepper in a blender or food processor. Process until nearly smooth with flecks of herbs. If you like, blend in an additional 1 tablespoon lemon juice. To store, transfer to a jar or airtight container. Chill covered for up to 5 days. Our first recipe is for Green Goddess quinoa bowl. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Low sodium vegetable broth. Tricolor or red quinoa. Salt, baby kale, Green Goddess dressing, 1 15-ounce can of chickpeas rinsed and drained, grape or cherry tomatoes, 1 large carrot, dried cherries or raisins, and toasted hazelnuts. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1.5 cups of low-sodium vegetable broth, 3/4 cup of tricolor or red quinoa rinsed, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 5 ounces of baby kale, 3/4 cup of Green Goddess dressing, 1 15-ounce can of chickpeas rinsed and drained, 1 cup grape or cherry tomatoes halved, 1 large carrot coarsely shredded or 3/4 of a cup, 1/2 cup dried cherries or raisins, and 2 tablespoons chopped toasted hazelnuts. Step 1. Bring broth to a boil in a small saucepan over medium heat. Add quinoa and salt. Reduce heat to medium-low. Simmer, covered, until quinoa is tender, about 15 minutes. Drain excess broth if needed. Spread quinoa on a rimmed baking sheet to cool while preparing remaining ingredients. Step 2. Toss kale with 1/2 of the Green Goddess dressing in a large bowl. Divide among 4 bowls. Top with quinoa, chickpeas, tomatoes, carrot, and dried cherries. Drizzle with the remaining dressing. Sprinkle with hazelnuts. Our next recipe is for Green Goddess pasta salad. You can swap the goat cheese out for crumbled ricotta, salata, or feta cheese. If the pasta soaks up the dressing upon storing and the salad feels a little dry, simply drizzle with more dressing just before serving. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Orecchiette pasta, bite-sized pieces of asparagus and or frozen peas, chopped cooked chicken, 4 ounces of goat cheese, crumbled, coarsely chopped sweet picante peppers, pepadew, or roasted red peppers, 1 shallot, Green Goddess dressing, and pine nuts toasted. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 8 ounces of orecchiette pasta, 2 cups bite-sized pieces asparagus and or frozen peas, 2 cups chopped cooked chicken, 4 ounces of goat cheese crumbled, 1/2 cup of coarsely chopped sweet picante peppers such as pepadew or roasted red peppers, 1 shallot minced or 1/4 cup, 2/3 of a cup of Green Goddess dressing, and 3 tablespoons pine nuts toasted. Step 1. Bring a large pot of lightly salted water to a boil. Add pasta and cook according to package directions, adding asparagus for last 3 minutes of cooking. Add peas if using for last 1 minute of cooking. Drain in a colander and rinse under cold running water to cool quickly. Step 2. Combine pasta mixture, chicken, goat cheese, picante peppers, shallot, and Green Goddess dressing in a large bowl. Toss to combine. Top with pine nuts just before serving. To store, chill, covered for up to 3 days. Our next recipe is for Green Goddess smoked salmon wraps. For a milder salmon option, use thinly sliced lox-style salmon, which is either cold smoked or not smoked at all, giving it a less intense flavor. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 1 8-ounce package of cream cheese softened, Green Goddess dressing, 4 10-inch spinach flavor flour tortillas, baby spinach, smoked salmon, 1 small cucumber, and red onion. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1 8-ounce package of cream cheese softened, 1/2 cup of Green Goddess dressing, 4 10-inch spinach flavor flour tortillas, 4 cups of baby spinach, 4 ounces of smoked salmon, skin removed, broken into chunks, 1 small cucumber peeled, if desired, seeded and chopped, about 2 cups, and 1/3 cup of slivered red onion. Step 1. Stir together cream cheese and 1/4 cup of the Green Goddess dressing in a small bowl. Step 2. Spread cream cheese mixture over tortillas. Top with spinach, smoked salmon, cucumber, and onion. Drizzle with remaining 1/4 cup dressing. Tightly roll up tortillas, tucking in ends. Use a toothpick to secure if needed. Serve immediately or wrap in plastic and chill up to 24 hours. Our next recipe is for Green Goddess egg salad sandwiches. To make this a meal, serve with carrot and celery sticks, grapes, and/or cubed melon. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 6 hard-cooked eggs, green goddess dressing, salt, 8 slices good quality seeded whole grain bread or white sandwich bread, and 8 leaves of bib or butterhead lettuce. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 6 hard-cooked eggs, peeled and roughly chopped. To hard-cook eggs, place eggs in a medium saucepan and cover with water by 1 inch. Bring to a rolling boil. Remove from heat. Let stand covered 15 minutes. Drain. Place eggs in ice water until cool enough to handle before peeling. You need 1/3 cup of green goddess dressing, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 8 slices good quality seedy whole grain bread or white sandwich bread, 8 leaves bib or butterhead lettuce. Step 1. Gently stir together chopped eggs, green goddess dressing, and salt in a medium boil until combined. To store egg salad, chill covered up to 3 days. Step 2. To serve, top bread, 4 bread slices with lettuce leaves and egg salad. Top with remaining 4 bread slices. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Marcy with Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.